Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, January 30th, 2025.
Europe's quest for independence amid U.S. political changes. A vital discussion is taking place about Europe's independence following recent political shifts in the United States. With Donald Trump back in office after the 2024 election, many Europeans are concerned about potential changes in U.S. foreign policy and what that means for their future. French President Emmanuel Macron has warned that Europe must recognize its vulnerabilities, stating, "Our Europe is mortal. It can die." At the G7 summit in June 2021, President Joe Biden declared, "America is back," but Macron's skeptical response, "For how long?" highlights the uncertainty in U.S.-European relations. European leaders are particularly worried about the future of Ukraine amid its conflict with Russia, fearing that the new U.S. administration might withdraw support or negotiate without their involvement. Macron's call for Europe to awaken to its own power resonates with experts advocating for unity. As global challenges grow, the urgency for Europe to make independent choices becomes clearer. Figures like Elon Musk raise concerns about U.S. interference in European politics, emphasizing that Europe's future hinges on its ability to navigate these complex dynamics while maintaining strong ties across the Atlantic.
Kennedy's controversial nomination for health secretary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a well-known environmental lawyer and vaccine skeptic, has been nominated by former President Donald Trump to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. At 70, Kennedy is gearing up for tough questions from both Senate Democrats and Republicans about his controversial views on vaccines and abortion during his confirmation hearing on January 29, 2025, in Washington, D.C. His nomination has ignited fierce debate, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing serious concerns, labeling him a dangerous choice for American health. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, has criticized Kennedy's stance but acknowledged their candid conversation. Kennedy founded the anti-vaccine group Children's Health Defense, raising alarms among public health advocates. The upcoming hearings will be critical in shaping U.S. health policy, especially regarding vaccine regulations, with lasting implications for public health and the government's relationship with the pharmaceutical industry. What does this mean for the future of healthcare in America?
Friedrich Merz's migration policy changes ahead of German election. Friedrich Merz, the leader of the Christian Democratic Union in Germany, has proposed major changes to migration policy just weeks before the election on February 23, 2025. This comes amid rising concerns about immigration, particularly after a violent incident involving an Afghan asylum seeker. Merz's plan includes stronger security measures and closing land borders to unauthorized immigration, potentially requiring support from the right-wing Alternative for Germany party, known as the AfD. Critics, including Chancellor Olaf Scholz from the Social Democratic Party, warn that working with the AfD could weaken democratic values. Recent polls show support for the CDU has dropped to 28%, while the SPD and AfD have gained ground, reaching 17% and 21%, respectively. As the political landscape shifts, Merz aims to present a draft law to curb immigration for a vote in the Bundestag. The outcome of this election could significantly shape Germany's approach to immigration and its role in the European Union. What does this mean for the future of migration policy in Germany?
Doomsday clock strikes 89 seconds to midnight. The bulletin of the atomic scientist has moved the doomsday clock to a shocking 89 seconds to midnight, signaling that humanity is perilously close to disaster. This urgent adjustment highlights critical global threats, including climate change, the spread of nuclear weapons, and rising political instability, especially in the Middle East. The organization warns that pandemics and the growing influence of artificial intelligence in military operations further heighten these dangers. Daniel Holes, chair of the Bulletin Science and Security Board, emphasizes the seriousness of our situation, urging nations to tread carefully. He expresses concern over the collaboration between North Korea, Russia, and China in developing nuclear programs. The alarming rhetoric from Russian President Vladimir Putin regarding the war in Ukraine raises fears about the potential use of such weapons. Established in 1947, The doomsday clock serves as a stark reminder of the urgent need for global cooperation to confront these serious threats and secure a safer future for everyone.
IBM's impressive fourth quarter results. IBM has celebrated impressive results for the fourth quarter of 2025, surpassing profit expectations. The tech giant experienced strong demand in its software division, leading to a remarkable 10% rise in its stock price during after-hours trading. This growth was driven by a significant revenue boost in software, marking the largest increase in 5 years as businesses invest more in cloud infrastructure and advanced AI technologies. Analyst Matt Swanson from RBC Capital Markets pointed out that this software growth typically enhances profit margins. IBM is expecting at least 5% revenue growth for the fiscal year 2025, outpacing the 3% increase projected for 2024. Their AI book of business has now exceeded $5 billion, reflecting a $2 billion jump from the previous quarter. While consulting revenue dipped slightly to $5.2 billion, software sales surged by over 10%. Overall, IBM's total revenue for the quarter held steady at $17.55 billion, closely matching analysts' estimates. This performance highlights IBM's strategic focus on AI and software, positioning the company for future growth in a rapidly changing tech landscape.
Tesla's bold moves for the future. Tesla is shaking things up by launching new, budget-friendly electric vehicle models in the first half of 2025 and testing an exciting autonomous ride-hailing service in Austin, Texas, starting in June. This strategy aims to energize investors after results that didn't meet expectations. Following Donald Trump's election, Tesla's market value soared, but the company faced challenges with declining vehicle deliveries last year, prompting the need for more affordable options. Shares of Tesla jumped 5% after this announcement, reflecting renewed excitement among investors. CEO Elon Musk is dedicated to cutting costs and rolling out these new models. Looking ahead, Tesla plans to start commercial production of a Robotaxi in 2026, while also using low-cost financing to boost demand for electric vehicles. Despite some drops in profit margins, analysts remain optimistic about the future of self-driving technology and the company's energy storage unit, which is set for a 50% increase in deployments.
Ukrainian drone strike on Russian facilities. A recent Ukrainian drone strike boldly targeted vital facilities in Russia, hitting the Andriy oil pumping station and a missile storage site in Tver. This operation is part of Ukraine's strategy to weaken Russia's military capabilities as the conflict, which began with Russia's invasion in February 2022, approaches its third anniversary. Reports indicate significant damage, including fires and oil leaks, but Transneft, the Russian state-owned oil pipeline monopoly, claims that oil supplies remain unaffected and describes the damage as slight. This incident highlights the ongoing battle for information, with both sides striving to control the narrative. Drone warfare has become a key tactic, allowing Ukraine to strike essential military and energy sites without risking personnel. The consequences of this attack could extend beyond the battlefield, potentially impacting global oil prices and raising concerns about regional stability. As tensions rise, understanding the evolving nature of warfare and its geopolitical implications in Eastern Europe is crucial. What does this mean for the future of the conflict?
Goldman Sachs appoints Daniel Marco as head of AI engineering. Goldman Sachs, a top investment bank in New York, has named Daniel Marco as its global head of AI technology. This exciting announcement came on January 29, 2025. Marco, who previously held key roles at Amazon, including leading the artificial general intelligence team, brings over 30 years of experience to the table. Goldman Sachs is set to revolutionize its AI capabilities to create innovative platforms and products. CEO David Solomon emphasized the need to harness AI solutions to modernize operations and boost productivity. The bank is launching a new generative AI assistant for its bankers, traders, and asset managers, marking a significant step in enhancing their skills. So far, about 10,000 employees have access to the GS AI assistant, with plans to roll it out to all knowledge workers this year. This initiative highlights Goldman Sachs' commitment to integrating cutting-edge technology into its operations, ensuring it stays competitive in the fast-evolving financial landscape.
NASA and SpaceX collaborate for astronaut return. Space travel is about to get a political twist. NASA is teaming up with SpaceX to bring two astronauts back from the International Space Station. After former President Donald Trump requested a faster return, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams may come home sooner than planned. They originally flew to the ISS on Boeing's Starliner, but ongoing issues with that spacecraft led NASA to choose SpaceX's Crew Dragon for their return. With seven astronauts currently aboard the ISS, timing is critical to avoid understaffing. NASA has invested over $3 billion in SpaceX's Crew Dragon program, while Boeing received around $4.5 billion for Starliner. This situation raises important questions about the influence of politics in space exploration and the responsibilities of private companies in ensuring safety. What does this mean for the future of human spaceflight?
Oil prices steady amid tariff talks. Oil prices held steady on January 30, 2025, as markets braced for potential tariffs from President Donald Trump on Canada and Mexico, the U.S.'s largest crude oil suppliers. Brent crude futures climbed 7 cents to $76.71 per barrel, while U.S. crude futures rose 17 cents to $72.79. The recent increase in U.S. oil reserves by 3.46 million barrels suggests a possible surplus, which could influence future prices. Trump's proposed tariffs could shake up trade relations and oil supply, with White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt hinting at an announcement soon. Howard Lutnick, Trump's nominee for the U.S. Department of Commerce, noted that Canada and Mexico might avoid these tariffs by swiftly addressing fentanyl trafficking. Investors are also eyeing the upcoming OPEC and its allies meeting on February 3rd, which will discuss U.S. oil production and strategies among member countries. As these developments unfold, the decisions made by leaders will play a crucial role in shaping the future of oil prices and their impact on the global economy.
AI investment showdown: Microsoft and Meta respond to DeepSeek. The battle for AI supremacy is heating up as Microsoft and Meta's CEOs defend their massive spending in artificial intelligence. DeepSeek, a Chinese company, recently claimed a breakthrough in affordable AI computing, asserting its models can compete with or even outperform Western firms at a fraction of the cost. Microsoft has invested around $80 billion this year, while Meta has committed about $65 billion. In contrast, DeepSeek's spending is just $6 million. This competitive race has U.S. executives stressing the need for strong computer networks to meet rising business demands. Mark Zuckerberg believes that heavy investments in infrastructure will pay off, a sentiment echoed by Satya Nadella. However, some investors are frustrated by the lack of immediate returns, especially after Microsoft's Azure cloud business reported disappointing growth, causing a 5% drop in shares. Despite a solid fourth quarter, Meta's sales forecast raises questions about the effectiveness of its AI tools. As the AI landscape evolves, the outcomes of these investments will shape the future of technology across various industries.
Dollar poised for gains against euro. The U.S. dollar is gearing up for a potential surge against the euro as the European Central Bank hints at cutting interest rates. Analysts expect a reduction of about 0.25%, possibly even 0.5%, due to sluggish economic conditions in the eurozone. If ECB President Christine Lagarde confirms this outlook, it could further weigh on the euro, which is currently trading around $1.04. Meanwhile, the dollar has dipped slightly against the Japanese yen, now at 155 Japanese yen and 1 sun. The Federal Reserve's choice to hold interest rates steady has led to rising treasury yields, with the 10-year yield reaching approximately 4.5%. Market predictions indicate a 73% chance of another rate cut by June 2025. In related news, Canada and Sweden have recently lowered their interest rates, while Brazil's central bank raised its rate to 13.25% to tackle inflation. This interconnected economic landscape highlights how central bank policies can significantly influence global currency values, and investors are keenly watching these developments.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.